From the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Here in Genesis chapter 15, these first verses are speaking of the Abrahamic covenant and the seed of Abraham bringing forth a multitude and bringing forth the Messiah. The Lord speaking to Abraham in a vision, and Abraham taking God at his word, believing the Lord, and as such, he is saved. He is redeemed. The righteousness of the Lord is placed upon him by faith. This principle is echoed in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, which states in verse 5, in particular, his faith is counted for righteousness. Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9 teaches not only was Abraham justified by faith, but all those that believe have the faith of Abraham. Abraham is called the father of faith, for with the same faith, Abraham looked forward to the Messiah, looked forward to the Redeemer, forward to the cross, forward to the coming of the Lord. We look back in faith on the cross, look back on the Redeemer, back on the Messiah, looking back on the Christ. The same faith looking forward to the cross, the same faith looking back to the cross. There are individuals today that continue to believe that works will bring them salvation, where the Bible clearly teaches we are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. There are those that believe that Abraham came to belief after he was circumcised. There are those that believe that after individuals keep the Ten Commandments, it brings salvation. The Bible, from cover to cover, clearly teaches it is by faith and not by works. Childlike faith, innocent faith, that takes God at his word and trusts the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 states, but without faith is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seeking him by faith, from the inside, trusting him, and taking God at his word. Here in Genesis chapter 15, Romans chapter 4, Galatians chapter 3, examples of Abraham's faith. How Abraham took God at his word and trusted the Lord that through him he would bring forth the seed that would bring forth the Messiah. And because of that, he was granted redemption. The righteousness of God was placed upon him as he believed the Lord and trusted the Lord. Individuals today are encouraged to look at the cross, to take God at his word by faith in love, as we respond in love, trusting him as Lord and Savior.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.